somewhere along the line, public speaking had to be standing out. When did it first hit you that I think I'm good at this, or somebody pointed it out to you? What were the circumstances?
A couple of things. I think one of the most significant was my running for student council office and becoming the president where I presided. But in our high school, we had assembly programs every Friday. That meant every Friday I was up in front of the entire student body, introducing the programs. I liked it. I had a teacher. I saw him just a couple of years ago. He's 90 years old now. I had a teacher who wanted me to try out for debate. He believed that I had what it took to be a debater. I had a woman teacher who believed acting would help me and encouraged me to try out for the one-act plays for interscholastic competition. So I started being on stage in the one-act plays. I was the lead in my senior play. I got into choir. I sang in the a cappella choir. We had a great young man come to our school who believed that this small high school could do Broadway plays. And I was in Brigadoon, and I was in The King and I, and so on. All those kind of experiences began to sort of move together. And then at my church, my senior year, every Sunday morning, the lesson seemed to be, but what does God want you to do with your life? But what does God want you to do? And where I'd grown up really thinking I would probably be a chemical engineer, I'd grown up around drilling rigs. I had seen how hard my father and other uneducated men had to work. I've seen them come down out of those derricks in the summer with mosquitoes perched on the back of their necks. I've seen them come down out of those rigs in the winter with icicles hanging off their hard hats, the derrick men. But the chemical engineer was sitting out there in a little house, a little mobile home that had an air conditioner running in the summer and a heater in the winter. That's the job, that chemical engineer. But all these other experiences, even though I was good in math and science, I was gradually being turned more and more toward the humanities, really finding that I loved literature and I loved history. And I loved these experiences of being in front of other people, and I enjoyed trying to be a leader of other people. So Sunday after Sunday, I'm hearing, but what does God want? And nobody was telling me the answer, just, but what does God want you to do? I'd been taught to pray. And I did pray every night before I slept. And it was right near the end of April, 1st of May, my senior year in high school, that, I don't know, I was convinced I was supposed to be a minister. I didn't tell my mother and father because I was so afraid I might be wrong. I was really afraid I might not be hearing that right. And I went alone to speak to our pastor, set up an appointment with him. And he didn't push me. He just listened very carefully, asked me if I'd read a book. And I said yes, and he gave me a book that would just help me sort through, still without telling my mom and dad, because just one Sunday morning, there just seemed to be this strong, strong urge in me to go forward during the singing of the closing hymn and tell the preacher, God's calling you. That's what I did. Then my grandmother Biggs, my grandfather died years before. She came down the aisle and hugged my neck and said, everybody in the family's going home with me for lunch. I've got to tell you a story. And then she told me that when my dad was born, his father, having named him for two bishops, prayed every day that he would be called to be a preacher. He never felt that call. So when I was born, he said to my grandmother, I'm going to pray that this child, our little Marvin Muzan, will be a preacher. And when he knew he was dying, I was still just a toddler, she said he told her, Elizabeth, every morning before you get out of bed, every night before you sleep, pray, I want this child to be a Methodist preacher. If he never feels the call, never tell him. If he should ever feel it, you tell him. She said, your granddaddy's prayer has been answered. That's the way it happened.
And then your mother must have been elated.
Yeah, and my father, too. My dad was just as excited as my mom. They were really both very pleased.
Because they were both in the service.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Yes, yes. My father was just as active as my mother. He came to love Methodist men and was very faithful, went to Methodist men's retreats. You know, I mean, a fall retreat, a spring retreat, that sort of thing. He loved the church as well, so he was very pleased.
Interesting, this call came to you without other outside forces. There wasn't anybody else within the church. I think you ought to be a minister. None of that happened, apparently.
Not really.
It was all within your dialogue with God.
Yes, I think so, yeah.